This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the Root Man is back. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio. I had Megan Barth filling in for me for the first hour. We're going to do this now on Tuesdays, actually for the first three segments. And then I come on and join her. We talk about the big news of the day in segment four. And then I'm back for hours number two. And then, of course, national TV in hour number three. Megan did a wonderful job. And she was sharp today, man, looking good and sounding good. And it was a joy to have her here. I may have her on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll tell you what my life's like, the life of a radio and national TV talk show host. On Mondays and Wednesdays, my days are cut short, not only by 3 hours a day on radio and TV, but also an hour getting set up for Bill O'Reilly's interview at around 12 noon. So my whole day is shot. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, very often I've got advertisers, either national or local in Vegas, who want to do an interview with me, or I should do an interview with them, or they have me recording their commercials, and I'm in a studio at our radio station on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So it would be nice if Megan was here to start Tuesdays and Thursdays, because then I wouldn't have to rush home and work out at 100 miles an hour and then just cut short my workout and rush up here to do the show. I can actually have a nice relaxing 1 hour workout while she's doing the show and then come and do a tight 2 hours. So, you know, these are the things in my life right now that I gotta, you know, I gotta save my voice a little bit, and I gotta save my body a little bit, I gotta save my mind a little bit. You know, body, mind, spirit, man. I feel rejuvenated right now. I feel like $1 million. I don't like working out a half hour. I like working out an hour, and I don't like it to be rushed. I like it to do it on my own time. And so that was a fantastic thing to have Megan in here. I'm your relentless warrior, Wayne Allyn Root, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, capitalist evangelist, an American made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas, otherwise known as KBET, owned, operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndication. It's the Ed and Fred Show. I owe it all to Ed and Fred, or is it Fred and Ed? You guys left to battle it out. I think it should be in the octagon. In the octagon with Ed Stoltz and Fred Weinberg. You two go at it. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Conor McGregor is the referee. Chris is throwing in. Chris O'Sullivan is now my board op, who is now in my ear giving me funny lines. Thank you, Chris. We got Conor McGregor in the octagon. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. Publicly traded company. Check them out. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's FORTEM. FordhamResources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. I want to read you my commentary, because I think it's the most important commentary I've ever written, other than the one from 2 days ago, which was the most important one I ever wrote about, you know, all about Cloward Piven and how Democrats have the border open so they can flood this country and fill it with illegals who all want cradle to grave, free everything, and therefore overwhelm the system, destroy the American economy, kill capitalism, and when everyone's on their knees begging for government to save them, turn this into a socialist nation. This one is kind of the follow-up, because it's the second part that gets us elected in 2020, by landslide with Donald Trump. President Trump's Green New Deal is the title. President Trump's Green New Deal. President Trump needs a Green New Deal, too, and it will lead to a 2020 landslide victory, and I've designed it. But first, some proof my ideas are driving liberals into fits of rage. Just days ago, I was singled out for attack by John Oliver of Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. Oliver's HBO show attracts as many as 4.6 million liberal viewers every week. Oliver played a video clip of me on my Newsmax TV show and then viciously attacked me in front of his vast left-wing audience. I'm proud and thrilled to know that I'm living in the brains of liberals. Wayne Root is living rent-free in the brains of famous liberals. I love and appreciate your attacks. My ideas are influencing President Trump and hurting your cause, and the flak is always heaviest when you're right over the target. So Wayne Root says to John Oliver, bring it on, baby, bring it on. Now I have a new idea that will guarantee a landslide victory for Trump and the GOP in 2020, and that should really drive Oliver and his fans crazy. I'm looking forward to a return engagement on your show, John. Here it is. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Democrats have their Green New Deal. Almost every leading Democrat presidential contender has endorsed it, although the U.S. Senate just voted on it and it lost 57-0. That was the most embarrassing loss in the history of the Senate. And I wonder why. It could be because the Democratic New Deal, Green New Deal, wants to end all cars, all trucks, all planes, all boats, and all military vehicles. If you want a vacation in Hawaii, better take the next train. Their plan is to demolish every home and building in America because they don't meet green standards. Their plan will kill all cows, that's the end of cheeseburgers, steaks, and milkshakes, all in the name of green energy. So my advice is simple. Branding is everything. Let's hang them with their own brand. President Trump needs his own Green New Deal. This way we can compare apples to apples. Their plan ends your middle-class life. Their plan taxes you at 90%. Their plan takes away your car and leaves you living in a tent. Our Trump Green New Deal is the polar opposite. It's not about green energy or global warming or climate change, because all of those leave you with nothing in your pocket but change. Our Green New Deal leaves you swimming in green. Money. It's about the Benjamins, baby. Trump made the U.S. economy boom with his massive business tax cut. Businesses rewarded us with millions of new jobs, wage increases, and bonuses for millions of employees. Great job, President Trump. You were right on the money. But now it's time to take care of the little guy. It's time to announce a Reagan-esque massive tax cut for individuals, for mom and pop, for small business owners. Trump must promise to dramatically increase the take-home pay for American taxpayers by dramatically decreasing the taxes. It's an easy choice. Do you want 4 more years of prosperity, a bigger home, a new pickup truck, and all the cheeseburgers and steaks you can eat, courtesy of President Trump? Or do you want to become a weak, pale, skinny vegetarian living in a tent lit by candlelight riding a donkey cart? Those are your choices. Offer that stark choice, and Trump and the GOP win in 2020 by a Reagan-like landslide, and Democrats will be green, all right. They'll be green with envy. 4 more years of President Trump. President Trump's Green New Deal by Wayne Allen Root. How do you like that one? That seals the election, folks. If Trump does that, if he seals the border and he cuts the taxes for the middle class, he seals the election. Big, big win. Hey, by the way, Chris, do you have that tape of John Oliver on HBO? Go ahead. Let's play that tape right now real quick. Go. This is John Oliver. John Oliver.
It's strange to see Trump supporters saying things like this.
All the Democrats yakking billions of hours of hot air coming out of Democrat mouths. All they got for it was this T-shirt, you know? They got nothing out of it.
Okay, so a few things there. First, if there's one authority figure I trust on free shirts, it's going to be that man. Because there is no way actual U.S. currency was exchanged for that outfit. He's dressed like a personal injury attorney whose portrait just got Me Too'd off the wall of an airport Palm steakhouse.
So here's John Oliver, who dresses like he waits breathlessly for sales for $79 suits at Men's Warehouse. The shabbiest, crappiest dresser I've ever seen on national television. And by the way, he's British. Brits are usually dapper. They're like James Bond in an Aston Martin. This guy is the nerdiest, most unattractive, crappy dresser the world has ever known, wearing cheap suits that I wouldn't wear if I was 13 years old going to a bar mitzvah. Okay? And he's got the nerve to criticize me because I'm wearing wearing a $5,000 pinstripe Brioni suit with a gorgeous $500 shirt, blue shirt with a white collar with a gorgeous red tie. Are you kidding me? I'm dressed like a billionaire. I'm dressed like Donald Trump. I'm dressed like an investment banker on Wall Street. And yes, I'm dressed like a personal injury lawyer. If you're talking about the ones who make hundreds of millions of dollars, that's how I dress. I'm the dapperest dresser on TV. And this guy cracked on my clothing? Why? Are you feeling a little funny because you're such a lousy dresser, John Oliver? Or is it just that you couldn't crack on what I had to say? Or is it just that you're just sent by your handlers, your commie handlers, to attack Wayne Root and embarrass Wayne Root in any way you can? And that was the best line you got? Or is it that, I don't know, jealous a little bit, John? Jealous the way I look versus the way you look? The besheveled, bedraggled, Men's Warehouse $79 suit look that you possess? I don't know. I'm not sure. I think it's mostly the fact that you're just a commie, and you're losing, and Trump's winning, and you didn't like what I had to say, which is let's go after these guys, and let's turn the hunters into the hunted. You didn't want to tell your audience that was the next line, now did you? That the next line was let's go after Hillary, let's go after the Clinton Foundation, let's go after Obama, let's go after Clapper, let's go after Brennan, let's go after Comey, let's go after McCabe, let's go after Spygate and Russiagate and the Unmasking Gate, let's go after the Mueller investigation, let's go after Ben Rhodes. You didn't play all that, did you? Wow, I must have gotten really under your skin, John Oliver. Really deep. Wow. Why would you waste 1 minute of your 30 precious minutes on HBO? Why would you waste 1 minute attacking the way Wayne Root dresses? How bizarre. How strange. See, if I were to take a minute and show a clip of John Oliver, I wouldn't talk about the way he dresses or the way he looks. I wouldn't talk about how unattractive he is, his ugly glasses, his four eyes. I wouldn't get into that. I talk about the things he says. He's a commie, an extreme left-wing radical lefty pinko, a socialist, a Marxist, a loser who wants to destroy our country just like he's destroying England, people like him. That's what I talk about, not his looks. So it's pretty strange you'd come after my looks and the way I dress, you loser. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com, and regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck, because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust during our Stock the Shop event, like DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Now save $50 on a DeWalt 20-volt max two-tool combo kit, including a drill, impact driver, charger, and two batteries for just $179. Find even more great deals during our Spring Black Friday sale going on now. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 4/7. See store for details, U.S. only.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak to Russell 2000, down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allyn-Root.
All right. Welcome back, Wayne Allyn-Root. You know, I have a voice problem. I always have. My voice gets easily hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a national talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV, and I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these colloidal silver lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge formula, and you can get all three in one package and get 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root, and you put in USA Radio and you save 20%. Thank goodness for these lozenges. They're great. So her heart isn't in the Bronx. There's an article out here that says AOC, of course, that's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, for those of you not in the know, ignores constituents' pleas while pushing a Green New Deal. Maybe it's because she just cost their community 25,000 high-paying jobs, plus thousands of ancillary jobs supporting those workers by helping to drive Amazon out of New York. Or maybe it's because after nearly 4 months in office, she still hasn't found space for an office in the Bronx. Or maybe it's because she's too busy engaging with her nearly 4 million Twitter followers to respond to constituents' messages. Whatever the case may be, the New York Post reported that girl from the Bronx, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, has angered activists in her district, and now they're complaining to their hometown tabloid that the rep they voted for over Democratic Party leader Joe Crowley has ignored them since arriving in Washington. What a surprise! Joe Crowley was a blue-collar white guy who cared only about his constituents, and this is a little spoiled brat, arrogant little jerk who got elected that now thinks she's a national celebrity and she doesn't have to do the dirty work of worrying about her constituents. Constituents seeking help from AOC or office for issues involving preservation of animal shelters, cleaning up parks, fixing problems at their local post office branch, forcing Amtrak to clean up graffiti, have been unable to reach anyone from her team. Calls to phone numbers for her Queens and D.C. offices lead to automated voicemail services that direct constituents to her website. Can you imagine? Someone said, "I thought AOC would be our savior, but that's not the case," complained Roseanne Delgado, a local activist who said she has tried for months to get in touch with the congresswoman for help saving an animal shelter and to clean up parks in the district. Delgado, 40, as in 40 years old, says she's made numerous calls to Ocasio-Cortez's offices in Washington and Queens, sent a barrage of texts after the freshman lawmaker encouraged residents during a recent visit to a Bronx library to hit her up on social media. When the Post tried to call her office, it was met with similar response, silence, no email or contact on AOC's page, except a D.C. number which has full voicemail that no one ever picks up. The Post made several calls to Washington and Queens, same recording at both numbers, give her website, doesn't allow a caller to even leave a message. Despite all of her boasting about being Alex from the Bronx, many of her constituents are convinced she has abandoned them in favor of appearing on late-night TV, pushing her Green New Deal, and planning lunches with Elizabeth Warren. Another Bronx constituent told a community gathering last month they needed AOC for a sit-down with post office officials to sort out difficulties he was having with mail delivery. "I want AOC or a representative from AOC to be here," said Anthony Vitellano, former Cobham Community Board 11 member. He also wants Ocasio-Cortez to pressure Amtrak to clean up graffiti. Guess what? She's nowhere to be found. He said she has to address local issues. Her district is everywhere else in the U.S. Her heart is not in the Bronx. By contrast, residents' needs, isn't this ironic and funny, received much more attention under Representative Joe Crowley, whom Ocasio-Cortez unseated in a surprise primary. They all want the white guy back. She campaigned and said, "You can't have a white guy representing you. I'm an Hispanic. I'm a person of color. I'm a Latino. I'm the underrepresented woman. I'm the girl from the Bronx. He's in D.C. He's a white guy." And guess what? They were better off with the white guy. It's a good name for a movie. You're better off with the white guy. That'd make a good movie title. The longtime congressman's Bronx District Representative Thomas Messina regularly attended community board meetings. Guess what? She doesn't have anyone attending board meetings. "Tommy cared about us," Vitellano said. Further insulting her constituents, her team brushed off these complaints when approached by the Post, saying they're trying their best to find office space in the Bronx, and if anybody has any leads, let them know. They can't find office space in their own district. They're lost. They don't know where they are. You know why? Because they were sent by George Soros from out of the United States to destroy the United States. Of course they don't know the local area in the Bronx. Commies.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
War now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm ready to close it if I have to close it.
President Trump still saying he'll shut down points of entry at the Mexican border if the Mexican government does not stop migrant caravans that are heading towards the United States. Speaking at the White House today with the NATO Secretary General beside him, the president was asked if it was going to be a concern for the U.S. economy if the border was closed.
To me, trading is very important. The borders are very important. But security is what is most important to me. I have to have security.
The Secret Service continues to question a Chinese woman arrested after she was caught carrying malicious software on a thumb drive at the Mar-a-Lago resort while President Trump was there. Staff at the hotel allowed her onto the property because her last name matched that of a member, but quickly became concerned because of her behavior. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Homestretchsweepstakes.com. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. we could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're a bullwinkle, I'm just...
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Ron Corey and his great new book, Tenacity, is the sponsor of this segment of the show. He's living the American dream, one of the most successful mega millionaires in Las Vegas. He's written a hot new book about his crazy and dangerous journey, a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, and he's telling the whole story. The raw story and nothing but the facts. My buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. He beat the cops, the city hall. He beat stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants a piece of Ron's life. They want to turn his book into a movie. The story is so good, famous movie actor Michael Madsen is the voice of the audiobook. You can go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an e-book, or a Kindle. Or you can get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. That's Ron Corey, C-O-U-R-Y, and the book is Tenacity, or go to his website, roncoreyauthor.com, C-O-U-R-Y, to order Tenacity. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring this segment of the show. I've got my guest here right now, the usual Tuesday afternoon guest, James Herson. Matter of fact, I want to make sure everybody knows that at 5:30 West Coast time, 8:30 East, we'll have Anthony Scaramucci as our guest. The Mooch is a good friend of mine. He was on radio with us about 3 weeks ago. We got him on TV on Newsmax tonight. Anthony Scaramucci will be with me. Right now, it's James Herson time. Mr. Hollywood, expertise, the entertainment industry, and Hollywood gossip. His website is jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N, James Herson.com, New York Times bestselling author. Hey, James, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's great to be with you, Wayne. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I think we could start off tonight with Joe Biden. Let's talk about Joe Biden a little bit, whether his career is still alive. It's got to be on life support. And what Whoopi Goldberg and others in Hollywood are saying about Biden, I assume they're defending him because, of course, if he was a Republican, they'd be saying he's a rapist. He's a woman murderer. He's got to be stopped. But being that he's a Democrat, they're probably defending him. But let's hear what's going on in Hollywood vis-a-vis Joe Biden.
No, I mean, certainly Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar are basically defending Joe Biden, saying, you know, that he's basically a sensitive person that likes to touch, even though we now have a woman, this Democrat, Lucy Flores, who used to be an assemblywoman in Nevada. She's accused Biden of inappropriately touching, kissing, sniffing, all this weird stuff that's all gone viral all over the web. And, of course, weren't we told during the Kavanaugh hearings that we must believe? And, you know, it makes me think of the Senator Mazie Hirono from Hawaii that said that over and over again, told men, shut up and believe. But apparently Whoopi and Joy don't believe the woman and say that, you know, Vice President Uncle Joe is just a sensitive man. But, you know, we don't expect consistency from people on the left. We expect hypocrisy. We've seen it demonstrated so many times. All you have to do is remember how they defended Bill Clinton when he was accused by women of rape. And they basically treated the women horribly. And it was, of course, Hillary Clinton engineering the hits on these women and trying to destroy them. And I think you asked the question, is Joe Biden, you know, basically done? Has it been a mortal wound? I think that it's a warning. I think that what's happened is people on the left, on the Democrat side, some of whom are competing with Biden, have sent him a message not to run. And I also think that there's some people higher up who aren't backing Biden and want him not to run, even though he's the front runner, and according to the polls. But I think what's going to happen is his poll numbers are going to fall precipitously.
Yeah, they're going to crumble now.
They're crumbling now.
Yeah.
And the beneficiaries of that crumbling, in my opinion, number one is Bernie Sanders, who is a close number two. Now he'll be number one. And then probably it's Kamala Harris and Beto O'Rourke kind of tied for this second beneficiary, and that's going to emerge as the top three candidates, in my opinion.
All right, let's move on from Joe Biden. And by the way, my opinion is Biden's dead. He's done. They never wanted a white straight male anyway, let alone an old white straight male. Of course, now they're stuck with Bernie Sanders, so we'll see. But I don't think Bernie will ever get the nomination either. So I think they needed to eliminate the former vice president of the United States. They don't think Bernie can get it. They thought Biden was their biggest threat, all the other candidates, and they just pulled him down, you know, et tu, Brutus, and they killed him. And there's enough evidence out there that he touches women in kind of a strange way that it looks like it's a real thing. And so he's done. I think Biden's finished. Creepy Joe's gone. It's just my opinion. So
that's just the tip of the opposition research iceberg with Biden. And we're going to see this pattern. They took out Biden. Just watch. There's going to be, you know, maybe Elizabeth Warren. Maybe it's Bernie Sanders. They've already come out with some negative opposition research on him. So we're going to see these people basically shooting each other up and trying to take each other out. It's going to be really cruel, really a bloody mess by the time we're through.
If I had to bet, I would put my money on the longest of long shots. I believe the gay mayor of South Bend, Pete, and I don't know how you pronounce his last name, Buttigieg or something like that, I think he's going to be the Democratic nominee for president or the vice presidential candidate on somebody's ticket. That's my opinion. I think he is the kind of bright new look they're looking for, and he's kind of young and handsome and has a military background, and he's a mayor, and I just think and he's gay, and Democrats will fall for that. I don't believe he could ever be elected today in America. Being gay, I believe they'll go down to a massive landslide defeat to Trump. But if I know Democrats, they're going to give it to the gay guy next. That's just my guess.
Well, that's an interesting. Well, first of all, the guy is smart. He's a lot smarter than most
other candidates. He's good. Yeah, he's good.
However, I don't think he has the infrastructure. I don't think, you know, that. In other words, I think.
So he'll be the VP.
You know, yeah, I think he could be the VP, yes. I think that's possible. Or a high-level cabinet member, saving him for a future role. He's very young.
Very young. So, he could be 2024, 2028. They need to build him, and I think he'll be the VP. But I think he may sneak through. You watch. He's got a shot to win the nomination. He raised like $7 million in 24 hours. That
no,
blew
I
away
know.
The whole rest of the field, right? Nobody could believe that.
No, it was a shocker, and his rise is a shocker. I mean, what is he? He's the mayor of South Bend, Indiana.
Right, little town, little tiny town. And somebody sent me an email today. This is the joke. The media's made it like he's this wonderful mayor. And someone sent me an email who lives in South Bend and says, Wayne, since he became mayor, the murder rate, the rape rate, crime of all kinds is dramatically escalated. It's horrible here. So how he thinks he has a record that means he should be the president of the United States when he can't even manage a tiny town of 100,000 people, I have no idea. But I think he's going to get a rude awakening when he gets up there and becomes the leader of the pack. They're going to shoot him down with arrows like he's just like Biden, like he's never seen.
Exactly. They haven't done the Oppo research on him because he hasn't been a threat. But now, as he's rising, they'll do it.
Yeah, except he's gay, and I'm telling you, man, you don't mess with Hollywood with gays, I'm telling you. So Democrats, you know, Republicans, a whole different story, general election, but in the Democratic Party, gays are the most powerful bloc, I believe, in the whole Democratic Party and in the whole Hollywood, and they're not going to let you shoot down this guy. So we'll see. I think he's got a great shot to go right to the top. We'll see. We shall see. Let's talk about Jussie Smollett for a little bit, because everybody immediately thought, oh, his career has been saved, and he's not going to go to jail, and everything's fine. And And I agree with you. I know you have a column out and says his career is crumbling. I think he's going to jail. I don't think he saved himself at all. I think he's going to get federal charges, and he's going to wind up in prison. He's going to wind up sued by a lot of people, and this guy's got major problems. But tell us what you think.
Well, that I know for a fact from sources that the executive class in Hollywood perceives Smollett as even more radioactive than he was before, because now he's the epicenter of a political corruption scandal involving, you know, that state's attorney, Kim Fox. But also it leads to the Obamas, because it was a Michelle Obama aide that was texting the state's attorney that caused her to come out and claim that she had recused herself. But as you point out, he's got these serious federal charges. He's got the postal inspectors after him, the FBI, and reports indicate that he is the guilty party. I mean, it makes sense that he sent that letter through the mail with white powder to make it look like an anthrax letter, and he could go to jail for 20 years. That's how serious that is. It's far more serious than what he was charged with in Chicago. And so the word is that the Empire producers and the network plan to fire him, because they're likely to be renewed next season, but what they'll do is either cast a different actor in his part or write the guy out of the script, which is easy for Hollywood to do, but that they're going to cut their losses. And that's a quote from a source that was speaking to Deadline. It said, yeah, the producers and network are going to cut their losses, and basically Jussie's going to be out of work.
Yeah, that would be my guess. As you say, this is serious. When I was a kid growing up, I went to an all-black high school. I don't know if you knew that, James. I went to one of the most dangerous inner-city urban high schools in America, and all my buddies were black, and they used to say, brother, it is serious as a heart attack.
I remember that phrase when I was on the road with the Temptations.
There was a famous black actor who I think used to say that. Maybe it was J.J. Walker, I don't know. But serious as a heart attack, brother. And that's what they used to say to me. Wayne, we are serious as a heart attack, brother. So Jussie's got problems. When we get back, more with James Herson. I want to talk about Alyssa Milano's letter about the Georgia boycott of Hollywood, and also the pro-life film Unplanned and how Hollywood's reacting to it. More with James Herson when we get back. Wayne on the Roof, War Now.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, resources.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this entire show. You know me to be the capitalist evangelist. I love all American stories. I love an opportunity to make a little money. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resources company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman and CEO Mark Bruner, who will be on the show in the next week. The legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham's his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. And visit their website to find out more. FortumResources.com, F-O-R-T-E-M, FortumResources.com, ticker symbol F-T-M-R. Follow them, check them out. Very cool. We've got our guest back. James Herson is with us on Tuesday afternoons. Best-selling author, New York Times best-selling author, expertise, Hollywood, the entertainment industry, website, JamesHerson.com. Hey, James, welcome back.
Good.
good to continue our conversation.
Let's talk about Alyssa Milano's letter threatening to boycott Georgia. Didn't she say, I didn't read the story, something to the effect of she loves God, she's religious, godly, she wants you to kill babies. That was just a strange letter, right?
Oh, it's ridiculous. But, you know, look, Hollywood, it's funny because it's the center for the resistance against Donald Trump. But if any state resists sort of the leftist agenda, then they organize. And it wasn't just Alyssa Milano, because it was the Writers Guild on both coasts joining in. It was Alec Baldwin, Sarah Silverman, Christina Applegate, and then, you want to talk, this breaks my heart, Ben Stiller. I like Ben Stiller. I mean, I expect Alec Baldwin. And what they're doing, exactly what you said, they are organizing. They want Hollywood to pull out of the state of Georgia completely, which has made, actually, things very attractive because of tax credits. That's a whole nother story. But they want to pull out because of legislation that would say that when a child in the womb has a heartbeat, you can't have an abortion. Well, any restriction on killing children in the womb, that's something that somebody like Alyssa Milano translates in her mind and in her rhetoric into women's reproductive rights. And so there, you know, there's, according to Alyssa Milano, there's like 20 productions shooting in Georgia. And of course, the reason they're in Georgia and not in California is because Georgia's pro-business and California's not. And that's it. So the Hollywood hypocrites run to the place where there's low taxes in order to avoid paying the taxes that they go out and vote for politicians to do the opposite with the rest of America. It's really amazing hypocrisy. And it also shows how uninformed Alyssa Milano and the other Hollywood stars are. They don't understand the science of human development.
All right, so we go from that abortion story with Georgia and Hollywood to another abortion story, because there's a new movie out, a pro-life film called Unplanned. I'm assuming it's going to be a monster, monster hit, because every Christian in America is going to go see it, because everyone I know who goes to church is talking about it. So I know it's going to be another, like, The Passion of Christ. It's going to be a huge hit. But the networks are refusing to air the ads. What could be in the ads that would make a network, that would allow a network to turn an ad down? Isn't that prejudicial? If the ad isn't saying the F word, if the ad isn't, like, encouraging you to hurt people of color or something, what could you say that's so terrible if they wouldn't run an ad?
There is nothing that one could say. It's a legitimate motion picture. I saw it. It's well made. It happens to deal with a subject that the establishment in major urban areas in the United States, including Hollywood, don't want America to know about. Unplanned tells the truth about Planned Parenthood, tells the truth about what happens during an abortion procedure. They don't want that out there. They don't want this to be a hit. And it's been suffering. The guys that put together this film, the two directors are the guys who wrote God is Dead. They know how to deal with movies outside the Hollywood infrastructure. It's already done very well. And the Motion Picture Association gave it a rotten rating of R in order to try to keep families away. It didn't work. They couldn't get music. All the music publishing companies wouldn't allow these guys to get secular songs to their soundtrack. They had to go around everyone, and they're succeeding. And that movie has a message. Go see it. Take your friends.
Is it out already right now? It's out?
It's out. It's out.
It didn't have a good first week? It was not a good first week?
No. It did better than expectations on its first week.
Oh,
and it's
okay.
Already recouped its cost.
Oh,
it has nowhere to go but up.
Okay. Well, I thought it was going to be another Passion of the Christ and do really well. But the way you said it without the ads, I thought maybe it was struggling. I didn't know. Okay. All right. Got it. Mr. James Hurson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, our favorite Hollywood guy, our only favorite Hollywood guy. Website, jameshurson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. Thank you, James, for spending some time with us.
All right. You have a great television
show. See you next Tuesday. Wayne Alaroot, right now, coming up, Newsmax TV. And my guests, Anthony Scaramucci and Bill O'Reilly.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.